we're back for the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program. And sadly, we were able to get Ernie back with us. We're going to really miss him, and miss him this week, because he had a lot of good material to give us. And so I'm sorry about that, so we could get on the phones in the morning. But anyway, let's go back to these weapons. The president and the vice president, boy George Bush, because the real president is Cheney, has been lying to us all this time for several years that Iran, because, see, our reports that we have here at our two police and military association tell us, and this comes from good Jewish police officers and soldiers, have shown us the proof from quotes from the neocon Trotskyites that control our nation today, control the military, control the White House, control the Congress and the Senate and the Supreme Court, and our foreign policy totally. The neocon Trotskyites announced before 9/11 that they were going to create some kind of an event, some kind of a big event like 9/11 to get us into war in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then after Iraq fell, they were going to get us into war with Iran. Now, folks, all of this was before 9/11. And if you want to read a great book on it and read some of these quotes, go to the book High Priest of War, The High Priest of War by Michael Collins Piper. He's got a bunch of them, folks, in there. He's got a bunch of them, those quotes in that book, The High Priest of War by Michael Collins Piper. And they stated, the neocon Trotskyites that control our nation today, the communist Zionists, in other words, stated before 9/11 that they were going to create some kind of an event, a big event, to push the people of America into war in the Middle East. And that the list goes like this. It goes from Iraq to Iran, taking out Iran, and then Saudi Arabia, and then the other nations in the Middle East, and taking over all of it for the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews that control Israel. And so our brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, granddads, or grandchildren, that is, I have nine grandchildren, are going to be spilling their blood and murdering people in the Middle East for the international criminal elite, the communist Zionists who control Israel today, the Gentiles that call themselves Jews. As Revelation says, in the end days there would be people calling themselves Jews that were liars and they're not Jews at all. Well, that's exactly what we have controlling Israel today. Is these communist Zionists who created Israel in 1948, who are actually Gentiles, their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents used to be Jews by religion only. Because in 740 A.D., remember, Chief Joseph of Khazaria in Eastern Europe accepted Judaism as his religion for all of his people. And they were Gentiles. They were Turkish. They were Turkish, nomadic Turkish people there in Khazaria, and they accepted Babylonian Talmudic religion and became what's called Jews by religion only. And then the super rich of that country, Khazaria, many years later in 1850, came out and became atheist communists, started the communist movement, and called themselves Zionists, and so therefore they became Gentiles again. But they continued to call themselves Jews, and that's who runs Israel today. We'll be right back, folks, right after these important messages on RBM.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's Gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. And I want to do a little commercial for our dear brothers and sisters at Ron Paul Flagg. RonPaulFlags.com. Yesterday, I went out with a bunch of great Americans here in our area, and we drove around a huge sign on the back of a trailer that said Ron Paul for President 2008, and with a bullhorn gave all kinds of good information about Ron Paul. We rode through the neighborhoods and played Ron Paul music. There's a lot of Ron Paul music out there, folks. I don't know if you've heard it or not, but it's really good music written by all kinds of artists and different kind of music. There's calypso music with Ron Paul, and there's some of this what's this black music that I don't like very much. I'm too old to like it. rap music for Ron Paul, but it's beautiful songs. It's really beautiful songs. And then there's cowboy songs for Ron Paul. We played that all through the neighborhoods over in Grangeville, Idaho. That is our center, center for Idaho County, Idaho, okay? Our county seat, all right? And drove around for hours and hours and hours and played music for Ron Paul and spoke on the bullhorn for Ron Paul and waved to people in their yards. Saturday's a good day to do that because a people's out in their yards and washing their cars and spraying their weeds and getting ready for summer. And so we had a lot of people hear us and look at our sign and wave to us, and a lot of them were excited to see us. They'd give us a thumbs up. And so I want to, I really like this sponsor here for Republic Broadcasting Network, RonPaulFlags.com, and here's my commercial for them. Ron Paul needs you to rally around your own Ron Paul flag. Ron Paul flags can be mounted on your home, your RV, as a banner, or flown beneath the American flag wherever you fly it, or by themselves, the Ron Paul flag by itself. You can decide. Just fly your Ron Paul flag proudly. Choose the Ron Paul Revolution flag or the Ron Paul 08 flag. Go to RonPaulFlags.com. And see what these great flags look like. That's RonPaulFlags.com. And I would really encourage you to do that, folks, because we're doing very, very well with Ron Paul. Even though the media won't allow you to know that, he's running for president. He's very successful running for president. And now we're trying to get everybody to become a delegate to go to the conventions and to rush Ron Paul into office. And with our prayers going up all the time for Ron Paul, asking God that if it is his wish, if it is his desire, if it's his will, God's will, that Ron Paul will be our next president. And I want to remind you folks, if it is God's will that the Christian and hardcore constitutionalist congressman and Dr. Ron Paul becomes our next president, there's nothing the Antichrist Satanist can do to stop it. They can't stop it. If it's God's will, and I ask you to pray for Ron Paul every day, folks, and for his family, for God's protection over him, because the Federal Reserve traders, the international banksters, have been talking about assassinating Ron Paul already, because he's doing so well in the elections, and they're scared to death of him because he's going to stop the Federal Reserve System, eliminate the Federal Reserve System when he gets in office as our President of the United States, and get us back under a sound money, which is based on gold and silver. So please go to RonPaulFlags.com, okay, and get your flag and use it on your car, you know, your home, your RV, anywhere you fly it. And you can even fly the flag below the American flag, and that'd be really cool also. Okay, back to weapons not made in Iran after all. The U.S., which until 2 weeks ago had never provided any proof for its allegations, as I told you folks, it's all lies, finally handed over its evidence to the Iranian origin of the Iranian origin of these weapons to the Israeli government. Their evidence was not evidence at all. Last week, an Iraqi delegation to Iran presented the U.S. evidence to Iranian officials. According to Al-Abadi, a parliament member from the ruling United Iraqi Alliance, who was on the delegation, the Iranian officials, he said, totally refuted training, financing, and arming any militant groups in Iraq at all. Consequently, the Iraqi government announced that there was no hard evidence against Iran at all. In another extraordinary event this week, the U.S. spokesman in Iraq, Jewish Major General Kevin Bergner, Zionist, I'm sure, for the first time did not blame Iran for the violence in Iraq, and in fact did not make any reference to Iran at all in his introductory remarks to the world media on Wednesday, when he described the large arsenal of weapons found by Iraqi forces in Karbala. In contrast, the Pentagon in August 2007 admitted that it had lost track of a third of the weapons distributed to the Iraqi security forces from American tax dollars in 2004-2005. They had lost track of one-third of the weapons, folks, military weapons. The 190,000 assault rifles and pistols roam free in Iraq streets today. You see, it's so important, folks, that they get a civil war going there. The 140,000, now up to 200,000, mercenaries from the special forces of 40 different nations have been going in and dressing up as Sunnis and blowing up Shiites and dressing up as Shiites and blowing up Sunnis to cause the civil war because they want total destruction of Iraq. They don't want any water flowing or electric flowing, and that's just about what it is today. They are not building Iraq up again. No way. Halliburton's just been accepting the billions and billions of dollars we've given her. Halliburton, Cheney's organization, putting it in their pockets and not building up the infrastructure of Iraq at all. They want it to be a third world nation cesspool, and that's what it is, after we bombed it out of a first world nation into a third world nation now. And that's what we intend to do to Iran in the near future if God allows it, and we're praying that God doesn't. But in the past year, the U.S. leaders have been relentlessly propagandizing that charging Iran with meddling and fomenting violence in Iraq and killing our troops since the release of the key judgments of the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate in December, that Iran does not have a nuclear weapon program. These accusations have sharply intensified that Iran is involved in killing our troops in Iraq. Not true. All a bunch of lies, folks. The U.S. charges of Iranian interference in Iraq, too, have now collapsed. Any threat of military strike against Iran is in violation of the U.N. Charter and the IAEA's continued supervision of Iran's uranium enrichment facilities that are just for nuclear energy means there are no more justifications for sanctions or war against Iran. You know how this ticks off the Bush crime family, folks, who are doing the bidding as a puppy dog for the international criminal elite, neocon Trotskyites that control the White House, control the military, control the Senate and the House. You know how that ticks them off because we were supposed to now be in Iran and killing off all the Iranian people, or at least 50 million of them, out of the 72 million Iranians, so that they can't rise up like the people of Iraq have risen up against our soldiers, the countries of occupation. And so you know how much that ticks them off. My gosh, man. Now they have reports coming out that the weapons they said all along was coming from Iran are not coming from Iran at all. So, folks, prayer works. I want to tell you that prayer works. And you know that already. You know that prayer works. And if we just keep praying that the Bush crime family, I guess what they're going to try to do now is blow up America again and blame it on the Iranians, okay? Because their other lies haven't panned out. Well, God can stop them from blowing up America again, too, folks. I have been praying each night that if somebody gives an order, somebody on high gives an order, that they go ahead and blow up America again in another false flag operation, that immediately God strike that person down. The minute those words get out of their mouth, that God strikes them down with a stroke, a heart attack, or whatever he wants to. Just kills them right on the spot. Because the next person gets up and says, we want false flag bombing attacks on America again to blame it on Iran, and God strikes them down immediately after the words roll off their tongue with a heart attack or a stroke, that I don't think a third one's going to get up to try to do it. Do you? I don't think a third person, when he sees what happens to the two before him, is going to get up and say it. We'll be right back after these important messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Trouble with my stomach here, but I'm going to try to make it through the program. We have some callers on the line, Dave in Massachusetts and George in Florida. I'll be with you in just a minute. Let me give out our call-in number, folks, because love to have you call in. Would love to have you call in, folks, here at Republic. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Okay. 313-9443. Okay. Let's go right now to our brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, Officer McLam. Officer McLam?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I can hear you fine.
Wonderful. Talk about Gog and Magog and everything, but first off, you know, last week when I called you, wouldn't you know my cell phone started going dead?
Oh,
when I listened to the show in the archives, my little campaign slogan kind of bleeped out. It didn't get through loud and clear, but anyways, that one Paul campaign slogan, you may have figured it out on your own, but it was nominate St. Paul in St. Paul.
That's a cute idea, St. Paul in St. Paul.
I'm going to name St. Paul in St. Paul. Kind of catchy, huh?
Uh-huh.
Now, listen,
without a doubt.
But seriously now, you know, I have open I have opened the Random House Dictionary of the English Language, the second edition, unabridged, and I have it open to Gog and Magog, and it says, two nations led by Satan in a climactic battle at Armageddon against the kingdom of God. Now, you know what, and let me just say, Jack, I looked at Tex Mar's message about the square portion.
Yes. Now, your phone's kicking in and out again, brother.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Is that better, Jack?
So far, yeah.
Okay. I listened to the message from Tex Mars on the Scroll of the Bush.
Okay.
Now, let me point out to the listening audience, maybe some of them have never thought of this, but it's very important to remember that the name of Gog is right in the word synagogue. And a synagogue is actually an assembly or a congregation of Gog. That's what a synagogue is. If you look up the words and the etymology and the meaning of the roots and
only in Revelations God calls it the synagogue of Satan. You know?
Yeah, the synagogue of Satan.
Revelations 2:9.
Yeah, and then what, in 392, Officer McLean, huh?
Yeah, right.
But, now this chief prince, Satan himself is actually referred to as the chief prince of the evil spirit world. He's the chief prince of the evil spirit world.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but now, this dictionary definition just of course says two nations led by Satan. Two nations.
Uh-huh.
Now, for example, America and Israel are two nations. But
yeah.
Now, if you listen to these phonies, these false prophets, these wolves trying to pose as lambs,
yeah.
And I'll tell you who I'm talking about. For example, Jack and Rexella Van Impey.
Oh yes, yes.
They've been teaching for years, of course, that things like Russia. Russia is Magog, and now they're saying Putin is Gog. Now, before that, if you go back and look at Van Impey's shows, a few years ago when Gorbachev was in power, he was saying Gorbachev was Gog, and look at the mark of Cain on his forehead.
Yeah, very true, brother, very true. And, I've noticed over about 3 years ago, all of the glitterbugs on television, the great pastors of the television, the multimillionaires, have all been telling us to go back under the Catholic cult church and get back under sun worship and everything in the Catholic church. And they've been pushing that we all go back under the Catholic church. But one thing, brother, that we should remember as Christians is that the Catholic cult was not started until 300 years after the whole Bible was written, 300 years later. And so when the Catholics say, well, all Christians used to be under the Catholic Church, that's a lie. Because Christianity, the disciples, and Jesus walked the earth, and it was 300 years after the Holy Bible, the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament, was written, before King Constantine, Emperor Constantine, built up the phony religion of the sun worship the Roman Catholic Church. So 300 years later, there was millions and millions of Christians out there that had nothing to do with the Catholic cult.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I called into your show, but I was never brought up. There was some confusion when you were talking about the Pope's visit. Now, excellent books that I've read is the two Babylons by Reverend Alexander Hislop.
Yes.
Hislop.
Uh-huh.
And then Ralph Woodrow out in California. I believe he's like a Seventh-day Adventist, but he wrote an excellent book called Babylon Mystery Religion, Ancient and Modern.
Yeah.
Hang on?
Listen, brother, can you hang on a minute? We're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back with you, Dave, okay?
Thanks, sir.
Hang on there. All right. Okay, folks, very important messages, and we'll be right back with Dave and then George in Florida. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and Dave's on with us in Massachusetts. Go ahead and finish up, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Officer McLam. I just opened the Matthew. First off, I'm from a Roman Catholic family. You know, typical.
Yeah, my wife was too, and then she realized all the paganism and everything, and turned to Christianity. So, yeah, we have a history of that in our family too.
Yeah, and I'm sure not a Roman Catholic anymore. But, you know, I don't belong to a Protestant denomination either. But here in Matthew 23, it's interesting. I know you always emphasize people reading the Word of God for themselves, Austin.
Right, brother. Absolutely.
Can't emphasize that enough either, because in Matthew 23, I can't believe how he nails both of these, one right after another. He says, Matthew 23, verse 8 says, "But be not ye called rabbis, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren." So he nails these rabbis. Don't be called rabbi. Be ye not called rabbi. And then in the next verse, the very next verse, he nails these Catholics, and he says, "And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father, which is in heaven."
Yeah.
Now, you know, I'm around a lot of Roman Catholics back here in Boston and everything, in that Boston Irish Catholic community.
Sure. Yeah.
And everything. You know, my father was on the Boston Fire Department. I mean, I've just been around all these Irish Catholics all my life. But
right.
You know what they'll say? It's hard for them to get around that. So they'll say, well, you know, God the Father, God, he's in heaven, but His representative on earth, the Holy Father on earth, his incarnation, his vicar, is the Pope and everything. But I tell people, and tell me if you go, I think you'll go along with this, Officer McWilliams. I tell people that's wrong, and I'll tell them, you want to know who God the Father's representative on earth is?
Yeah.
It's none other than the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. Holy Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's not.
And by the way, rabbi means father also. So that's why God was against the word rabbi, because that's calling these very powerful men your father, and God says, no, you have one father, and that's God in heaven. Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, just in summary, and I get off so somebody else can get in off some of the land, but I'll just say, you know, when I see the Pope and I see the College of Cardinals and I see them all assembled over there and I see them all wearing their little red skull caps and everything, to me, Officer McLam, that's none other than just a Christianized version of the Jewish Sanhedrin. That's all it is, and God, and I'm sorry to say, God's against it, and I'm here to witness it. He's against these hierarchies.
That's right. We should be, brother, we should be involved in the in the Christian faith, not Christian religion. And my wife and I are not members of any of these offshoots of Christianity either. We're involved with Jesus Christ, the faith of Jesus Christ, and we're not in any of these denominations, which are all heading into the pits of hell.
Yeah, you know, they make fun of Reverend John Hagee, and I have no use for Hagee, of course. I actually call him John the Great Whore Hagee.
He is. But, he truly is. He hates Jews, evidently, because he's sending them all to hell by telling them they don't need Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Ted Pike really brings that out. In reality, he has no love for the Jewish people.
No.
But I was going to just say, Officer McLam, that and it is very offensive, but it's Bible language, it's biblical language. But the Revelation talks about the great whore and all her harlot daughters, and a lot of spiritual people interpret that as that Roman Catholic Church and then all the Protestant denominations that came out of her, and ironically enough, they're going back into the Catholic Church in the order they came out of her, the daughter churches, and it, you know, it's called the ecumenical movement.
Hey, Dave, we got to go. We got a whole line of callers here.
Oh, okay, thanks for
that. Very good material and very good truth you're putting out there, brother. Thank you so much for the call, okay?
Yep.
God bless you. Okay, let's go to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thank you, Jack. I came across a commercial a week ago. I just finally put it up on YouTube. It was a commercial from a Stella's Mexican restaurant advertising for Cinco de Mayo. And the thing is, in this Cinco de Mayo commercial, they took a cheap shot at the Border Patrol agents that are in prison. It says they had the mariachi music playing. And then it says, everyone is welcome to come celebrate Cinco de Mayo with us. Then they go to the mariachi music again, and then it says, except for maybe mean-spirited Border Patrol agents from El Paso.
Yeah.
And that just indicates to me that I wouldn't even feed their food to your birds, Jack.
Yeah.
That kind of statement.
I know it, yeah. It's Cinco de Mayo is not a good holiday, by the way. It is, I forget what it stands for, but in my mind I remember it's very bad. It's about war and killing and so forth, the Cinco de Mayo celebration. So we shouldn't be celebrating it, even for our brothers and sisters that are of the Latino faith, you know?
Well, the thing is, like what I said, mean-spirited Border Patrol agents from El Paso. That's a cheap shot at the Ramos and Compion family.
Ramos and Compion, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And the thing is, Jack, I love Mexican food. You lived in Phoenix. You love Mexican food, too.
I love Mexican food, brother. I don't know what I'd do without it.
And the thing is, but, you know, there's mean spirit in this, you know. They accuse us of the very things they are.
Yes.
Yeah. And I do have an update on Greg Pound. He's getting ready to draw up criminal charges against all the parties involved. and go to the grand jury.
Praise God. Good deal. Yeah.
Because that's the only recourse he can get is to a grand jury, because he's not getting a fair hearing in the courts they're told him to go through.
Right on, brother. That's right. Yeah.
Because I think the grand jury, you have a better chance with the grand jury than doing their song and dance.
What's the name of his website again? FreeOurKids.com or?
Yes.
What is it?
FreeOurKids.com.
Okay. Everybody should go and read FreeOurKids.com, folks, and get involved in helping Greg. He and his wife lost their children 3-4 years ago, and because a dog bit one of his kids, they come in and took all of his kids and refused to give them back, and it's a satanic system down there in Florida, in Arizona too, by the way. Arizona, we had the sodomites and lesbians take over the Child Protective Service in Phoenix and in Tucson, and they were putting the families' children that they'd snatch in pedophile foster homes so that they could be raped. And so that's the same thing, much of what's going on down in Florida right now that Greg's fighting, folks. So go to the website, Free Our Kids. I think that's it, FreeOurKids.com. Is that right, George?
Yes. I mean, Greg, didn't give Greg a jury trial, so he's going to the grand jury, and I hope he gets some indictments. I hope the sheriff's indicted, because they all need to be put in jail because they have caused injury to this family.
They have a lot of families. Hey, thank you, George.
All right,
God bless you, brother. Okay, thank you. Let's go now to Flora in Idaho. Sister Flora, welcome to the program.
Hi. I have 3 points of news.
Okay.
The first one is Alex Jones said quite a while ago, the reason they want the Mexicans up here, listen carefully, is they sit there, the ones that are trained, that are going to take over as our prison guards, sit there and eat raw dog guts. That's my first bit of news.
I can barely hear you, my dear. Could you put your mouth a little closer to the phone?
Yes.
Okay. I can barely
hear
you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little better, a little bit.
Did you hear what I said before?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I did.
Then I have found a horrible web page, and there's something wrong somewhere. All these people who say that they are Christian, I want you to go and find out what the word Zionist means in the first place. Jack is not wrong, and you find out what Zionist means. And here's the web page that will encourage you if you are Christian. No W, Little Bird the Outcast at... Wait a minute. littlebirdtheoutcast.tripod.com/I index.html. Now, this is very important. There's something wrong somewhere. If you say this president is Christian, again, I'm going to say Little Bird the Outcast, no W, then you put .tripod.com/I index.html.
Okay.
Now, I have proof on a CD that I got from immigrationcontrol.com. Mexican soldiers dressed in Mexican uniforms with Mexican guns are in our borders, and they are firing on our citizens.
Very true.
And yes, it is very true. And then I have one thing, if you have time. I heard that Frank, now you know Joe up there. Well, Frankly Speaking has a radio program on Micro Effect. He is a newscaster that really gets down to the news at about 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning. Yesterday, no, it was Friday, he was outside. He was not riding his bike, and this actually happened in northern Idaho. It was reported on Rogue News. He was outside around a motorcycle. It didn't have any headlights, so they hauled him off to jail, and there was a great big scuffle. Now, do you know anything about that? Is Frank out of jail yet?
I have not even heard about it, sister.
Well, no. I've been trying to call Joe all day, and I can't get a hold of him. He'd tell me if he knew if Joe isn't in jail.
Okay. All right.
All
well, thanks for
news.
That information, Flora. Let me run now to some other callers, okay? God bless you, sister. Thank you for calling in. What a warrior she is. George and Flora, great warriors for God and country. Let's go now to JG in Nevada. JG, welcome to the program.
Hey, Jack. Jack, I had a question.
Okay.
You're pretty familiar with Phoenix area?
Fairly, yeah. It's been 9 years since I've been there. I was down there, well, let's say I was down there last Christmas and could only take 2.5 weeks because the smog is so bad. I got so choked up. Took me 2 months to get over it once I got back here in the high Rocky Mountains.
Are you familiar with North Phoenix very much?
Yes, my son lives there.
Is that a bad area, would you say, around 11th and Peoria?
Well, it's interesting. When I was there as a cop, North Phoenix was a nice place to live, but now that we have 5 million-plus illegal aliens all over the place,
right.
All of Phoenix is a bad place to live. I was up at North Phoenix riding around. My son was at work, and you have gang cars full of gang members up there in North Phoenix now, too, riding around, and always had to keep my gun real close so they don't carjack you, you know. But the whole place now is a criminal zoo in Phoenix. It's sad, but with 5 million-plus illegal aliens now, it's definitely a bad place to be.
Do you know where 11th Street crosses Peoria in that area?
Yes, uh-huh.
Would you say that's a bad area to live or dangerous, would you say?
Well, it's not as bad as over in Glendale and down in Western, you know, West Phoenix there. Northern Phoenix is better than down there.
Yeah,
but
I don't
still, you know, you have to drive around town, and there's so much gang member activity since Vicente Fox, the president of Mexico, opened all of his prisons and sent all the prisoners north into Arizona. It's a horrible place to be.
Yeah, I don't know the area very well, but I've got some friends that may want to buy a house up in North Phoenix, and I told them that you were probably the expert to talk to. So
yes, you said it. Well, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it because the Bush crime family is letting the Aztlan Reconquista program go through, which means the southwest part of the United States is going to go back under the communist Mexican flag. And it's happening very rapidly, brother. So, Phoenix, I'm trying to get my kids and grandkids out of the area up here to Idaho, but I'm not having much luck. So I would say don't move to Phoenix.
But if you have to, if they have to, they got to go, then I guess there's nothing they can do about it for sure. At least for a short time. Because this NAU is supposed to take effect in 2010, right?
The what?
The North American Union, if you go on MinutemanProject.com, where Dr. Have you ever had Dr. Corsi on your show or not yet?
No, I haven't had him on. No.
Okay, so he said this is all law in 2010. Do you agree?
Well, I haven't heard a date yet for the North American Union. They're having some setbacks, but they're speeding along very, very quick. But I haven't heard a date yet when they hope to have it all set up.
Oh, because I heard very prominently that it was 2010. It actually becomes law according to what they're doing. The other quick question I have is, you know, I was talking to Carol about making a living up there where you're at, you know, because I do security work. I mean, if you've got no money, can you get started up there with just a couple hundred dollars? I mean, like she says, you get a motel and then, you know, eventually get a place or whatever. But if you're poor, like I am, or other people that might, you know, I've talked to other vets that want to come up. I mean, how do you even get started? Are there any families that would help you get started up there with a room or anything?
Well, it's pretty tough. It's pretty tough. Everybody's got their own place, and I don't know of any.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that there isn't.
Yeah, because I didn't retain a retirement from federal law enforcement, but like I talked to you in the past, that I moved to Nevada here shortly for a short time, and I've been thinking about it, because you said there still are places for sale up there in your community. But I mean, can you make? I mean, can you get a security job up there fairly easy?
Well, we don't have a lot of crime up here, brother.
I understand.
Me as a police officer, it's we have very few police officers. Of course, they're getting ready for martial law now, so they're trying to put on more. The feds are trying to pay the sheriff's department and others to put on more, to put us under martial law, but they're going to bring the mercenaries in to do most of that.
Right.
I don't know about security jobs. I guess, you know, we have some large areas like over in Lewiston, Idaho, that we have a lot of big businesses that maybe you could get a security job over there.
That close?
It's 2 hours from us.
Oh, that's a long ways to drive.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, listen, brother, I got
to
go.
Yeah,
okay.
Let me talk to you.
God bless you. Yeah, get a hold of me and we'll talk more about you getting up here. Okay.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Take care. Okay, Mo in Oregon, hang on, Mo. We'll be back with you right after these messages.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-drying foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Back here, winding up the Officer Jack McGlam program. Let's go to our brother Mo in Oregon. Brother Mo, welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call. A few things I need to talk to you.
Okay.
I know the time is limited, but I will try to be fast as possible so I can tell everything I need to be said. The first thing, the 400 people in Central Oregon were captured by the HS, Homeland Security, because they were trying to go to a party, a concert. And even they came as far as Vancouver, Canada, but instead they were given a ticket, and now they have to go tomorrow to the judge and tell them what happened, because what has happened that since when, if you want to have fun, is against the law. I mean, this is, we are in the ML right now.
Where was this? I never heard of it. Could you email me something about that?
Central Oregon.
Central Oregon.
Central
400
Oregon.
People were arrested?
Yes. And they have luggage. They were not able to go to the place that they're supposed to meet and to have a concert and have a party, have dancing, and et cetera. I mean, since when is crime? I mean, under which law it is crime, you know?
I think what they're doing, Mo, is they're practicing for martial law, and they've got to grab these large amounts of people to figure out how to handle them. The police have to know how to handle them, so they're just arresting you for anything.
Right. Exactly, indeed. And another thing is that the six Iranian embassy staff were shot to death almost 48 hours ago in Baghdad, Iraq, and that's already acts of war against Iran. And imagine if six embassy staff of America was shot, say, in Saudi Arabia, then U.S. would be already nuked Saudi Arabia already by now.
That's right.
So we see that things are getting tenser and tenser, and with the Gulf of Tonkin number 1, 2, 3 happened already in Persian Gulf, and we are going towards the Iran war is much closer than you imagine.
That's right. Sure is. They've got their nuclear subs already over there and three carrier battle groups. And so they're ready to go any moment.
And especially Bush went to Israel and Middle East, and he went to Sharm el-Sheikh. It's a place that they meet with all the Arab leaders.
Uh-huh.
And now I have his photo that he's laughing with Saudi Arabian terrorist regime and other sheikh, and they have a glass of water or wine is in front of them. So you see, he's coming back, I think, Bush, today or tomorrow from Middle East.
Right. He's gone over there to get his marching orders again.
Exactly. Yeah. You are right. Absolutely, you are right. And another thing is very important that the Iranian Hezbollah, which is part made in Iran, part made in Lebanon, they are already in northern part of Israel, and they have 35 boats which are hidden in the in the tunnel.
Okay, brother, we're totally out of time, brother. Sorry. But good information. I appreciate the call, and I hope you'll call back next week again. God bless you, brother. Folks, don't forget your prayers. It's very close to a false flag bombing in America. Pray every day, along with me, that God will bind their hands, confound them, and destroy them with double destruction if they try to blow us up again. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. God bless you. And good day.